Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome, 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 welcome. So in joy to be with you this plasma. So we have a different experience for you to participate in. And we are going to be discussing how to accept the results we are creating. And what are you creating for yourself? So that's our question. We're going to talk about how to accept the results you are creating and what is it that you want to create for yourself, right? So why is this important? Because with the time that we are existing in, you now have access to people, places, things, circumstances, and frequencies that are innately yours that you just say, yes, I want to recall. I'm saying, yes, I am creating a new experience for myself. You have access to it. And guess where it's at? It's within you. It's within you. So we are discussing how to accept the results we are creating. What am I creating for myself? What do I want to create for myself? And so in this hour coming up, we have we're going to be taking some questions, all right? So make sure you have your water. I have on my universal principle lenses. It is the filter by which I see and navigate my life as a living God, as I am what? Mastering the language of the universe. That's our purpose for being here, all right, in this hour, to empower you to know how you too can master the language of the universe, because as we remind you, it is your divine birthright. It is your innate state of consciousness. All right? It is yours for the asking. We encourage you to let go of the programs that you know no longer serve you and now reclaim your body's owner's manual, all right, and everything that comes along with that. So you have the forces of nature supporting you. You have the elements. You have unlimited access to mastering this language of the universe that is yours for the asking. So we're going to hear from our sponsor, and then we're going to be right back. You'll be able to ask your questions, okay? So how do you do that? You want to hit *1. That'll let us know that you have a question, and then we will be able to call the first four digits of your phone number, all right, to acknowledge you, and then we'll let you ask your question. So, again, we're discussing how to accept the results you are creating and asking yourself, well, what do I want to create? What do I want to create for myself? And how do I create that? What does it look like? What tools do I need? All right, so we're going to take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right. So each heptad, or each week on Wednesdays, we come to you with the energy and the frequency that you have access to, this plasma that supports you in being a living God. So now, how do we do that? How do we do that? We do that by syncing up with the natural law of time, all right? So the energies that are supporting us today is the red crystal dragon. I dedicate in order to nurture, universalizing being. I seal the input of birth with the crystal tone of cooperation. I am guided by the power of space. Red crystal dragon, I dedicate in order to nurture, universalizing being. I seal the input of birth with the crystal tone of cooperation. I am guided by the power of space. Red crystal dragon, Ken 181, I dedicate in order to nurture, universalizing being. I seal the input of birth with the crystal tone of cooperation. I am guided by the power of space. So, pardon me. I have a surprise for you, because as we prepare to accept the results of what we are choosing to create, we have an opportunity for you to have access to a tool, to technology that, when you sense it, when you hear it, when you experience it, your cells are going to be like, oh, this is so natural. I remember this. This is perfect recall. I remember this. And so you're going to be able to learn how to create anything you desire that's in alignment with the universe. So thank you for continuing to listen and tune in to the Universal Principle Hour, all right? And we definitely look forward to hearing from you and how this is supporting you in changing your life. So how to accept the results we are creating. Now, when you think about what you are creating, because that's the first question you ask yourself, well, what do I want to create? And some of you might say it differently. You might just say, well, what do I want? You know, when you go to the store, or you go out to eat, and you're like, what do I want? What do I want? Well, before you even do that, you have had, most of the times in normal cases, well, not normal, that's a judgment, pardon me, and what we understand to be the systematic approach or the program. So when you get a bodily sensation that might be called hunger, you might know as hunger, then you're like, I want something to eat. And that's another whole show, too, that Dr. Pierman will have to do, and even Dr. Jewel to give us science on that as we polarize it and go deeper. So nevertheless, let me get back on track. When you have a sensation where you're hungry, you're like, well, what do I want? So do I want to cook, or do I want to go out to get something to eat? Nevertheless, if you choose to go out and get something to eat, and this has happened, you might have a sensation or experience where your stomach is upset. So you've eaten something that didn't agree with you, or due to the environment that it was prepared in, you experienced what might be called the stomach virus. You know, when you came home, you weren't feeling well, you were sweating. And so then the question becomes, why did all that happen? What is that about? So I'm saying it that way to help you to think about our foundational principle, which is what? Purpose. We talked about that last week. What is the purpose for you doing any and everything you do? So your purpose was you wanted to get something to eat. That's all. You wanted to just satisfy a natural urge and nourish your body. Now, the type of food you chose, you have to look at all of those parameters. You have to look at all of those details when you look at the results that you have, that you are experiencing as a result of now not feeling well based off of something that you ate. So just follow me. It's all coming together, okay? How to accept the results we are creating. What are you creating for yourself? So when you choose, because some of us can just blame other people and be like, okay, well, I went to this restaurant and something they had made me sick. So then, well, why did you get sick? Why wasn't anybody else? And not to say that nobody else did get sick, but why did you get sick? So when we look at accepting the results of what we create, that can be a hard pill, quote unquote. Some of you out there saying that can be a hard pill to swallow. That can be a hard pill to swallow. So when you look at it from purpose, you ask yourself, okay, so what was the purpose of me? And if you really want to polarize it, you can ask, well, why did I even get hungry? What's the purpose of hunger? Okay, but we're not going to go there right now. So when you're looking at when you went to that particular restaurant because you were hungry and you chose to go to this particular restaurant, and when you went to that particular restaurant, you experienced, got sick as a result, and now as you, once you have this sensation of, you know, the discomfort in your body and you're sweating, you might even, you know, regurgitate and what you digested because your body is throwing it off, right? It's throwing it off. It's like, oh, no, this is foreign to us. This is, we're throwing it off. We need to get rid of it. So, and then you begin to feel better. So as you begin to feel better, you ask yourself, well, what happened? You're the conscious one, so you're not the one that's blaming everybody else because you've been down that road before, and listening to this radio show, you learn that, no, I'm accepting responsibility for situations and circumstances that I'm involved in. So I'm looking at, what was the lesson in that? What was the purpose? What do I need to get from it? Okay. And what did I do to create that? You know, why did I have to be the one to get sick? And so in asking that question, you're empowered because the answer is always within the question. So I'm going to share with you when we talk about how to accept the results we are creating, you always want to, well, you don't always because you don't have to do anything. However, you can choose to look at what are the circumstances. Remember, what are the circumstances that causes the discomfort? And when you can ask yourself, well, what was my motivation for choosing that particular restaurant? All right. And going even further, what was my motivation for choosing the food that I ate? What was my motivation for that? Okay. So as you are asking yourself these questions, and you're not in judgment, remember, you're not in judgment. You are asking, and you are asking as an observer because you want to know, all right? You want to know because, remember, you're the conscious one. You're not in the victim mode because there are no victims, right? pardon me. There are no victims. So as you are asking these questions and you are going within, okay, so, and you remember that something said to you, that small, still voice said, no, don't get that, order something else. But you might not have listened. It happens. It's natural. Don't judge yourself. Okay, next time, just listen. So you like, okay, yep, I remember, yep, something did tell me. And you might have said, something told me, don't get that. But you did it anyway. So this is where we are now with supporting you and showing you how these principles literally do save your life when you practice them, when you abide by them, when you are in alignment with them. They really do save your life. So with accepting the results you are creating, being clear first and foremost about what it is that you want to create. So once you have thought about, okay, what are the circumstances? What was happening? Where was I in my head? What was my intention? What was my motivation? What was my purpose? So I'm saying it a couple of different ways so you can really get it, all right, of having this experience. Why was I the one to get sick? Because you might have went out with a friend or your family and nobody else got sick but you. So why was it you, all right? And in your discomfort, what did you observe or what did you notice about the whole circumstance and the experience? So I'm saying it a couple of different ways so you can really be able to have the courage to be able to go within and ask yourself these types of questions. So you can, for one, stay away from the blame game, all right, and be able to take responsibility for every thought and every action that you take, because a thought leads to an action, right? And so when you can connect to the thought, then that thought, as we talked to you before, the thought has a frequency, all right? And the thought creates a blood quality. So when you can always remember, or when you can remember to think about what you think about, that gives you a lot of the solutions that you have to some of the problems or the, I call problems opportunities, or the opportunities that you are presented with by which now you can accept responsibility from it, forgive yourself, learn from it, keep it moving. And when the circumstance or a similar situation shows itself again, then now you're like, okay, that looks familiar. Nope, I'm making a different choice. You're not in judgment. You're just making a different choice because you know what that looks like. And so because you know what that looks like, you extract the wisdom from that, and you make a different choice to move forward in your life. So now we are going to we're going to hear from our sponsor, and then we're going to be right back. So what we're going to do in the second part or third part of this is to be able to share with you the ways and means by which once you decide purposefully what you are choosing to create for yourself that's in alignment with who you are, how you are choosing to express yourself, right, based off of your value that you now know by continuing to listen to the Universal Principle Hour, based off the value of who you know yourself to be and that you're growing up into and reclaiming because you have let go of the programs that no longer serve you, meaning people, places, things, and circumstances, right? You've let that go, all right, and now you are creating new experiences for yourself. So we're going to provide you with some tools and an opportunity to experience a class by which you would be able to have the technology, the tools, the pathway, however you want to say it, you'll be able to have everything you need to be able to create, to accept the results that you are creating. Because when you know what you want to create and you have the tools to do it, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to accept the results you are creating? Even when, because I don't want you to think that this is, okay, so maybe I'm not supposed to say it because it's not coming up. I want you to always be present in the present moment of your creation. Yes, being present in each moment of what you are creating, all right? And when circumstances come up that you might not have considered that happen, because you are present in that moment and you were willful, you practice free will and you were willful and intentional in this creation, then you're open for the insights. You're open for the new idea or the new method or the new way or the new pathway by which now you can deal with this unforeseen experience that you didn't quite consider. You didn't even know you needed to consider. So when you enroll in this course, it's going to provide you with the avenues by which you will, there's a less likelihood of you being blindsided. Let me say it like that, because I'm practicing staying out of judgment as we navigate and learn how to master this language, So with all of that being said, we are going to take a sponsor break, and then we will be right back to be able to go forward with supporting you in knowing the tools that you have access to, by which now it's a no-brainer. You know, it's a no-brainer to accept the results you're creating because you know you created it. How about that? All right, we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, so we are back. We are back. And so we are discussing how to accept the results we are creating. And we are empowering you as you learn how to master the language of the universe. We're empowering you with the tools by which you can now be able to navigate those unforeseen circumstances that you might not have considered or might not even have known you need to consider when you purposefully began to create this thing, this experience, this relationship, this project. It can be anything. You name it. You name it. And if you have been the result of a creation of somebody else where you have been, quote unquote, I would say, how would you understand it, offended or harmed, quote unquote, then you now can even from that perspective be able to say, because I know we've asked, I know I've personally asked when things have happened, well, again, why did this have to happen to me? Why me? Why me? You know, and when we ask that, just so you know, when we go that why me, we're going into victimhood. Okay, so when you find yourself asking why me, just know that that is a clue for you to wake up and be like, okay, I'm not a victim. Because what have you learned as a result of continuing to listen to the Universal Principle Hour and the principles that we've been sharing is that what you focus on expands. So if you continue to focus on being a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, then what's happening? You're creating more circumstances, whether you are conscious of it or not. You're creating more circumstances by which the experience of you being a victim is happening. All right, so again, I'm excited to be able to have this conversation and go and be able to polarize it, and to be able to invite you to be able to participate in a firsthand experience for yourself where, one, you'll be able to connect in and know the frequencies and the energies that Mother Nature is providing and supporting for you to be able to create and see the fruition of what you are creating, and for you to be able to know, yes, I created this. Wow, I did it, okay? So at this time, I'm going to bring in Dr. Heather Pierman, and we are, again, we're having a conversation, all right? So as you have questions that come up, please raise your hand. We will recognize you and answer your question so that, again, you can understand as simple, and I'm saying this is simple because when we look at, okay, am I being in judgment when I say simple? Okay, that's a description, that's a label. Okay, all right, so when you look at how you have been, all the things that you've been doing to manifest, to actualize, the vision boards, all of that stuff, and not to take away from any of that, because I have done it, and continue to use a plethora of tools, all right, that support me in being the living God that I know I am. Yeah, that I know I am, all right, that I know that I am. So I'm going to bring on our guest, Dr. Heather Pierman, and we're going to help you to be able to understand the tools that you have access to and how to use these tools to be able to what? Accept the results that you are creating, all right? So let's bring Dr. Heather on. Dr. Heather Pierman, are you with me?
Yes, greetings, thank you.
Greetings. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being willing to have this conversation with us and be able to, you know, again, empower, because what is this, the Universal Principle Hour, and we are doing what? Helping people to know how to master the language of the universe. And what's the first universe that they have to be able to master? Is ourself, right? That is the first universe.
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, because I know we've been talking about this, and we've been playing with it, not playing with it, but we've been creating with it. And when we look at, because Dr. Pierman, let me tell you, Dr. Pierman is, of course, she's the host for the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on Tuesdays at 5, and she is the head facilitator of the Universal Principle Support Group, the live group in Mount Vernon. So we are constantly seeing people's lives change as a result of just saying yes and practicing the principles over and over and over and over, okay? So when we talk about this principle, I don't know about you, Dr. Pierman, but you, it's almost like when we first started talking about it, it was like you could hear a pin drop, because it's like, and you could feel the energy. It's like, what? How to accept the results I am creating. So you mean to say I created being mistreated. Yes. And we actually had one of the students to actually say, so you mean to tell me that I chose parents who mistreated me? You remember that, Dr. P? Oh,
yes.
My
mm-hmm.
goodness. So
mm-hmm.
why is this important and why are we presenting it this way? I'm saying it this way because I am purposefully, and it's my goal, is to get you to be able to accept your power and wake up, practice it now, and give you the tools needed by which you can start experimenting with it, all right? So you can start on a small level, all right? So when we talk about Dr. Pearman, because we have an event coming up. We have an event coming up that is a class. It's actually a 13-day class, and in this class, you're going to learn how to create anything that you want that's in alignment with the universe. And so when you know how to do that, then wouldn't it be easy to accept the results you are creating? Or or isn't it more palpable to be able to accept the results you are creating? So Dr. Pearman is going to help us to understand, she's instructing this course, she's going to help us to understand the technology that we don't even know that we have that's innately ours. Dr. P, can you help us to understand how learning this technology and these tools will support us in being able to accept the results we are creating, and why is that important?
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Well, as you were expressing earlier about how we are creating our own reality, that's just it in a nutshell, you know, that we are creating everything, whether we're in alignment with it or we're not. You know, we just don't understand, excuse me, all of the programming. We don't understand the conscious and the subconscious programming as to why we are experiencing the things that we think that we do not want to experience. We don't realize that that's coming from a deeper level of consciousness where you can say it's subconscious, unconscious, but because it's still coming from the state of consciousness, we're still creating these experiences. So now to know that ultimately that you are creating all of your experiences, how about creating experiences that you ultimately want to create for yourself? And what does that mean? It's about utilizing a technology, and that this technology has been designed for us. I mean, it's really like an ancient teaching. It's really an advanced technology, and that it will truly allow someone to be able to create with the cosmic order, the order of the universe. And it's, even though we've used the word advanced, it's very simple in nature. It's just the person who is creating, what are they ready to do? Are they ready to step forward and now create the reality that they've always wanted to create for themselves? You know, and as simple as this is, as this technique is, you know, when we are anchored to this personality, this is just where the resistance comes in. And this is why the topic of your show pertinent to this course that's coming up, because we have to learn how to accept the results that we are creating in order for us to evolve, but to now know that there is something available for us that can aid us in truly creating the life that we want to be able to create for ourselves consciously that is 100% in alignment with the universe. This format is happening without you even know it's happening, but when you're conscious of it and you're truly putting it into order, These things are going to unfold because what? You are following a format that is completely aligned with the order of the universe. So it has to manifest. It has to unfold. So so this course is coming up this Friday. We're so excited to finally have this course coming to the light. And we look forward to everyone being there because this technology is truly for everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. And when you talk about it being for everyone, what I am realizing is that I was speaking with one of my clients this morning, And, you know, I was asking her, I was inviting her to it because, of course, I thought about her. And I was like, oh, my God, this is something we can do together. And, you know, and I'm just looking at all of what everything that, you know, the different ways that we want to manifest and actualize and call things into existence and, you know, create. Because I know personally my goal is to be able to create on demand. That's, I already set out my purpose while I'm taking the class because I want to be able to create on demand, on command, right? And when I was sharing it with her, and she was, you know, she was asking me some questions about it. And so we want to make sure that it's really clear that you all understand that this is 13 days or plasmas, okay, 13 days by which you will be shown the exact universal, so the universe, it applies to everything, everybody, anybody can use it, it don't discriminate, none of that. You will be able to know how to use this format for anything and everything that you can think of. It's in alignment with the universe. So, you know, I was like, no, it's 13 days, 5 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you will be able to use this across the board with everything, literally everything. And, you know, for me, I think sometimes it might be a little too, you know, how they say, and I'm going to use this, is too easy, you know, what's that, too good to be true? No, it's not too good to be true. This is the truth. This is the truth. And when we are able to look at all the situations that, and look at the results of all the other stuff that we have created, now being empowered to have a format that's in alignment with the universe itself, it's how nature is created. Is that true, Dr. Pyramid? Did you just say that? It's in alignment with everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is a whole 13, it's what we call a wave spell, but it's, you know, we have to understand that everything that we do always starts out with a purpose. You know, what people, mm-hmm. what many people are not seeing or understanding is that, especially for many of us that are not living within our purpose, that every day that you get up, you're making a decision to be in alignment with purpose or not. And then because that is the order of the universe. It's an order. It's a sequence. It's a natural order. And when we understand that and we can align ourselves with that, things will absolutely unfold the way that you want them to. That is your birthright to be able to do that. This is not something that is just here for the purposes of, you know, I know there are so many techniques that have been created and then, you know, people are confused as to why things are not happening for them because they don't have all of the information. The information that we work with here at the Jewel University, it's about you having all of the information. So this way you can continue to create a life of sovereignty for yourself, ultimately, right? But you need these teachings. Mm-hmm. You need these fourth dimensional teachings and higher. I mean, we need the higher teachings, and we're not getting that. We're existing on a prayer and wish type of outlook, and that's right. Not how it works. It was never supposed to be that way. You know, I wish, you know, break a chicken bone, you know, blow on a set on a flower, and you know, let's see if it comes true. That's just you know, that's not the order of the universe, okay? You don't have to wish for anything. All you have to do is ask, okay? And understand that there is an order, okay? There's an order to the creation process. The creation process is an order. You know, it's just like when we were conceived. Okay? That was
right.
An order. Right?
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Right? We've had this conversation before, too. You know, it's like, you know, it's the same thing. Everything is in order. So no matter what it is that you want to create, basically you're giving birth to something no matter what it is. Again, whether it's in alignment with what you want based on where your thoughts are, but now what about giving birth to things, creating things that you want to experience in this reality?
Yeah.
All based on a natural order, a process, an order of the cosmos, an order of the universe, an order of creation. It's just, you know, it's amazing that we don't get these teachings, and we know why. You know, we've been down this road so many times, you know, how we talked about seeing the documentary Above Majestic to understand what's mm-hmm. happened in our reality, but we're not victim to anything because we always have a choice. It's just, you know, do we resist and reject the teaching, or we just say, you know, let me just say yes and give it the opportunity and watch it work for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what came up too, Dr. Pierman, as you were speaking, I could hear y'all out there saying, is this going to give me, am I going to be able to be in control? Yeah, you will be able to be in control. And guess what? This is really key. You're in control not from a First Circuit survival standpoint. You're in control from your heart space. You skip from the first to the fourth because you're in control from your heart space. In control from your heart space. And when you can be in control from that heart space, that ego, that personality, it is so in check to whereas even if someone tries to you're in an environment where someone is, there's this, and Dr. Pierman can talk about this, it's called entanglement, right? Or morphic fields. You know, you might have somebody who is in your family. Let's make it real close. In your family who's like, what you talking about? Ain't nobody got time for that. You know, and you're like, okay. And all you know to do, because in the past, in your First Circuit, survival, you would have went there with them. You would have reacted. You would have did all of that. You wouldn't have cared about what you created. It would have been on, right? So, no, as you now gain control in the true sense of control, having it from your heart space where it's an unspoken, you don't even have to open your mouth. Your very presence exemplifies this loving energy that's encompassing all. That's what the heart space does, right? You look at the fourth circuit, you're thinking about all involved. You're considering all involved. And even when people like that presence themselves, it gives you an awareness where you're proud of yourself. Okay, I handled that pretty well, because what did you do? You gave a word, and you said that all you could do was to continue to send them love. And you might not even have to say anything, because certain things, as you begin to evolve in the circuits of your brain, of course, get more brain tissue, DJBP, and learning this creation format, there are going to be times where you're going to be so proud of yourself because you will have remembered how you would have acted. Because you're not doing that anymore. You're not doing that anymore. So this class and this creation format puts you in the control of you being able to accept the results that you are creating and being able to recognize that when you're in situations where you have a purpose or a connection to someone that you may not even be conscious of, but it showed up, for you to be able to practice and exemplify the control and the power that you have, because what have you done? You connected. You know this creation format. So you know where that type of thought even was created out of, so you're able to speak right to it in love, light, and power. So I'm excited. I don't know about y'all, but I don't know if y'all can hear, but I am so excited about what this creation format is now going to be able to excel and propel me to the next level to be able to do that I've been and I'm going to say it, I have been struggling with. I mean, I have been struggling with. So this has been a solution. This is an answer to questions that I have been asking and doing all the vision boards and all the belief work and all of that. And it's like, okay. And I knew something had to be, I knew it was a format, something that was available, because you know why I knew, and I know you know how you know, because when you ask the question, that means the answer is already within the question. And I said that earlier, the answer is always within the question. Mm-hmm. And so just because you've had these thoughts, and Dr. Pierman, she's the quantum energy, she's quantum physics, she can give you the breakdown of the proof of that, you know, not this is not just the metaphysical talk speaking. You know, this she can give you the proof of how that is an actual fact, how that is an actual fact. So, you know, we encourage you to go to juis.education/upcoming-events with an S and register. Go ahead and register, invite a friend. And we look forward to seeing you in class. So we're going to hear from our sponsors. And I want you to pay close attention to this this sponsor break that you're going to be treated with, because Dr. Pierman talked yesterday about change and how it doesn't have to be hard. And so this creation format and just the thought of you even thinking about considering taking this, you know it's going to require you to change. So in your capacity to know that change doesn't have to be, okay, let me say it like this, in your willingness to be able to accept the results, that change doesn't have to be hard, I want you to pay close attention to this sponsor break. All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cindy Blackman Santana, and thank you for the honor of this interview and being able to talk about the balancing program. I'm really, you know, I think Dr. Jewel is amazing, and it's an honor to study from her and to know her and to learn from her. I believe that when you balance yourself, that it just increases exponentially, you know. At least I've noticed that for me. And it makes you more efficient. And, I am a drummer. I compose and I also sing. My main instrument is drums, and I've been playing since I was probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 years old, you know, since very young. So all of my life. I would say that, you know, since balancing, again, my awareness is more heightened in terms of my hearing, the music and what I'm hearing in the music. As well, the way that I focus in on the music, because of the general heightened level of focus that I've gained from balancing, that has also helped. I do find as well that I'm probably more, I would say, relaxed when I play, because performing, I don't know if I will ever get rid of the pre-performance jitters, you know, for wanting to bring about, you know, the highest and most loving energy, you know. So I've gone through that. Oh, am I going to bring that tonight?
Okay.
But I would say that since balancing, I don't really ask myself that question anymore, because I already know, you know, that my existence is bringing that because of who I am. And that has certainly been helped by the brain balancing program and by balancing on these symbols. I've heard Dr. Jewel say this many, many times, and as my brain was becoming balanced and once it became balanced, then I understood her words even more. We need people with balanced brains. We need people who are functioning at the highest level that they can function.
Yeah,
so get to balancing, y'all. It's a thing.
So how did you like that? How did you like that? That is Miss Cindy Blackman Santana. And by the way, she's a, as you heard her say, she's a drama. She and Carlos Santana, if you're in the Atlanta area, they're in concert tonight up in Alpharetta. Okay, so you can go to her website, CindyBlackman.com, and get your ticket. You can get your ticket. You can still, let's see, what time is it? You better get there, okay, because I know on the East Coast it's y'all running close. So Cindy Blackman Santana, yes. So you want to follow her. Follow her. She is definitely an example, as you heard her talk about, having a balanced brain and what she's able to do now versus when she didn't have one, you know, and even how it's enhanced. So the Jewel University of the Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living is that university that is empowering you to reclaim and providing you with the tools to reclaim your body's owner's manual. So with that being said, I wanted to say that, and Dr. Pierman, you can, of course, if you have anything to add to this, please do. The beauty of this course, you don't have to be on the brain balancing program. And guess what happens? And Dr. Pierman can definitely speak on this. Because we have balanced brains, and you're syncing up with us in even this course and doing this format, guess what? Guess what your neurons are going to be doing? Guess what the mimic neurons are going to be doing? What? Dr. P, talk about that.
Wow. Wow. Well, again, this is a great opportunity, this course, the 13-day, Create Your Day 13-day creation format course, and how this is you. You're taking control of your reality. You were just talking about always trying to control everything. Well, now it's time that you are actually taking control, consciously taking control of your reality. It's this Friday, April 26th, at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The cost is $95 per person, or if you choose, if you bring a friend, it will be $180 for two people, and then you can also purchase the replay for $125. And believe me, by the time this course is done, you will definitely want the replays because you will want to go back and listen because the information is just so valuable. You know, again, I think that we get into a mode of magic, right? You know, it's like, you know, you put a rabbit in a hat and then we want it to come out as something else. And, you know, There's nothing like having the opportunity to be able to create your life the way that you want it and to participate in the experience. You know, we just want things to show up and just be. But how about being a part of the whole experience? Because ultimately, once again, you're still creating it whether you're in it consciously or not. But how about being part of an experience that you are creating consciously, beautifully, expansively, cosmically? You know, it's time for us to wake up and be part of our own reality, you know, and this how this technology, this format is, again, it's a natural order. It's an order of the cosmos. You know, we're just so fortunate. I just feel so grateful and blessed to be here with the Jewel University, to be here with you, Dr. Jewel, to be part of the House of Jewel, to have all this information continuously coming into my state of consciousness that allows us to work as a collective, even as we create as a collective. See, we use this format even within our own practice here at the House of Jewels and the Jewel University. That's the beauty of it. That's how all these things come into existence anyway. Okay, so, you know, please join us. You know, we look forward to seeing you there on Friday. We are just so grateful to have this opportunity to be able to present it to you. And I don't want to forget one other thing. You know, we have our infamous newsletter, From Our Brain and Hearts to Yours, and this is weekly nourishment that has been created from the soul to bring to you information and nourish your brain and heart. If you're not in the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, we're just asking for a small donation, $1, $2, $5, $15, $20, whatever you want. We are going to send you this newsletter because we really want to be able to share it with you. It is just so powerful. It will absolutely just activate those neurons, turn them on. You're transforming even just from reading it. That's how amazing this information is. And it comes out every Wednesday today. So,
yep, you'll get it today.
So,
do anybody have any questions? Oh, pardon me, Dr. Pierman, I didn't hear you.
No, I'm fine. That was it. Pardon me.
Oh, okay. All right. Are there any questions? If you have any questions, you can hit 1 on your phone, and we will call the first 6 digits of your phone number and allow you to ask your question about anything that we've shared in this creation format. Any questions? Cool. Okay. No problem. So with your ability, all right, you have free will to be able to reclaim your power, innate power, all right? So this increases your confidence, your self-esteem, your value, because, again, mastering the language of the universe, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago we did a show on where we were talking about language and the words that we use and the frequency of the thoughts, thinking about what you think about. So when you begin to willfully think about what you think about, and when you know you're getting ready to have a thought that is not in the highest good for all involved, and it is going to definitely pour toxins into your blood because the frequency is so low of that particular thought that you're having, you know, okay, yeah, no, I'm not, no, cancel, we're not thinking that, send it back, and choose another thought. So it's very encouraging, at least for me, it's very encouraging to be able to come to you each heptad, each Wednesday, to be able to share, you know, my experiences and being able to help you to be able to learn from some of the situations and the positions I find myself in living and being these universal principles, you know. So we would love to hear how this is supporting you in improving the quality of your life because, again, mastering the language of the universe save your life. This is the tool that saved Dr. Jewel Pupin's life, the brain balancing program and living and being and the universal principles. All right. So she had a very massive cancer that she healed herself from as a result of balancing her brain, gaining more access to more brain tissue, reclaiming her body's owner's manual, and mastering this language of the universe. So we look forward to seeing you. And you can definitely share your testimonies or your experience with us at upsg@juis.education. We look forward to you being in the course, the 13-day course, Create Your Day, and understanding what that really means and the power that you have to control your own life. We love
you. Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, upsg@juis.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety nor any part of this broadcast can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.